You must take some wine. Can you describe it?
It's a nice red wine.
I think you can do better.
A bold wine with a hint of sophistication and lacking in pretension. Actually, I was just talking about myself.
You are not wrong. Wine is like people. The vine takes all the influences and life all around it. It absorbs them and it gets its personality.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Everyone's entitled to a little confusion in their lives. I practically thrive on it.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory. All the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask, that's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about that darling little grape. And Kent, once again, I do appreciate the bumpers, I do, but confusion, you thrive on confusion? Are you just making a commentary about today's studio?
It's me, it's not you.
Okay, you sure?
Isn't that the great line? It's me, it's not you.
It's certainly not you. I just figured it was the revolving door that's on the studio today with the 8 million people that are running in and out.
Well, that's right. There are a lot of people here today.
There are. I'm sure they're all here to see you.
Yeah. Well, maybe so, but I was sitting here and the intro's playing and I'm trying to remember the name of the movie that line the little dialogue piece there.
French Kiss.
There you go.
See?
Thank you.
We won't let senility get the better of you. Oh. You do know, however, they have now proven there was a recent article out that red wine, not only does it help your heart, it can help with the early onset dementia and Alzheimer's.
Really?
Yes, so perhaps.
I got to switch back to red now, huh?
Yes, I'm just going to give you a bottle with some straws in it and you'll be fine.
Does white have any health benefits at all? Do you get any health benefits
actually, from white? You do, because there isn't near as much resveratrol in white wine as there is in red, but yes, it does help you. It reduces your stress. It reduces, my urge to come across the booth and kill you. So within that, it's probably something worthwhile.
Keep guzzling. Yes. Keep guzzling.
White wine does help. If nothing else, it keeps your producers above ground. But it's interesting that you picked the confusion part to lead into today's show. Let me start the show correctly, and then we will go into that. Yes, you are listening to another version of The Wine Crush. We are off and rolling. I am happy. It is spring. I have been out and attempted to play golf. I have dusted off my golf clubs today and just tried to relax and go out and realize that I need to go find another teacher. So in light of the fact that I have been out on the golf course, I do have two wine recommendations that are getting geared up for this time of year. Now, we did a show last year that talked about the fact that I think every major golfer, one way or the other, is tied into some kind of winery. And that goes into the health benefits. You can walk 18 holes. You can sip some wine while you're doing it. But there's two particular that come to mind today. The white wine is the Luc Donald Chardonnay. And, of course, he has been on the forefront recently about all his wins and how well he is doing in the overall golf world. But his Chardonnay is actually outstanding. His Chardonnay is from Carneris. And once again, we're talking about Carneris fruit. I don't know if subconsciously I have just been drawn to that area for the last few months. But it's great because it has a nice minerality to it. A lot of times, once again, I swear I've had this same discussion about three other wines lately. You find things that are over-manipulated. You find things that are too tropical. You find too much banana, too much pineapple. You just want to kind of scrape your tongue after you're done. Not Luc Donald Chardonnay. It's very elegant. It's well-balanced. It's clean. It has a stony flavor to it. It doesn't see a lot of oak, but yet it's just very, very satisfying. So Luc Donald Chardonnay out of Carneris, definitely worth tracking down. And if you're like me, I did go out and buy a new golf bag, and I did make sure the most important thing in a golf bag was present in this one. And it's outstanding. You can unzip the side of it, and it has a little cooler pocket, and it perfectly fits a bottle of Chardonnay. So I have all the tools I need. I've got my 14 clubs, I've got my 4 dozen golf balls, and I've got my Chardonnay in case I lose one or the other.
Four dozen. Okay.
You should have seen it today. But see, well, I think it was Willie Nelson that said golf is the only sport where at one point you can hit a shot exactly like the pros would. You can't do it in basketball. You can't do it in football. You can't do it in baseball. But every now and then, you know, a blind pig finds an acorn occasionally. You hit that one perfect shot that keeps you coming back.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it. You look at me like I have four heads. That's fine. So Luke Donald Chardonnay. Now, of course, we have to counterbalance that with something that's fairly new. Once again, I did mention that a lot of golfers do wines. However, Jack Nicklaus has started doing wines, and he's doing these in conjunction with Terlato. And Jack Nicklaus is doing a Napa Valley Cabernet, and he's also doing a Napa Valley, they call it Private Reserve. And what it is, it's Bordeaux grape, so it's Cab Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Syrah is blended in with this. And the Syrah gives it a little bit edginess that just makes it really, really luscious. You get a lot of cherry, you get a lot of raspberry, you get cedar, you get smoky. And what I like about this, instead of being like the huge fruit bomb that you would probably anticipate from Napa, I don't know whether it's the Syrah component, but this wine gives great dirt. It really does. It has a nice balance to it, and you don't feel afterwards like you need, once again, to go scrape your tongue or you feel like you've been licking the inside of an oat barrel. The dirt gives all that luscious fruit a good balance and counterpoint. So, Jack Nicklaus Private Reserve Red and Luke Donald Chardonnay. See?
Sounds good.
I can get focused when I want to get focused.
The little radio station I do a show for is running a commercial right now. It's a local Italian eatery. And they say that they will bring a $5 bottle of wine to your table, or a bottle of wine to your table for $5. And I just want to go in there so badly just to see what the wine is. And I want to bring it to you, and I want to find it. Because it's like mystery wine.
Mystery wine.
Yes, like you have mystery meat sometimes when you go to somebody's house.
Mystery wine.
Mystery wine. And I'm dying just to bring you this bottle of wine.
Well, you ought to, because sometimes it can get very, very interesting. This is the time of year for restaurants to be able to find a lot of good deals. Not that I'm naming names, but as wholesalers start getting ready for new vintages and wineries start getting ready for new vintages to come out and to be bottled, a lot of times the wineries start saying, okay, the old stuff has to go away. Kind of like your closets, kind of like refrigerators. You know, at some point you're like, okay, we don't want that anymore. We want the new toy. So the wholesalers and wineries will discount wine this time of year, and it's generally offered up to restaurants so that it doesn't kill the price of a new vintage coming out. So you never know what you're getting. It could be
it
could be absolutely exceptional. I have doubts, but it could be absolutely exceptional. So please, by all means, at least write it down.
I will.
And that's advice to all of our listeners today. It's fascinating because restaurants are on the uptick again. People are going out. They have the disposable income. And as they go and they try and capture the diner, of course, we've talked about all the different things that restaurants do with their wine list, whether it's the cool little iPads, whether it's offering half off on Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays on the bottles. But we're finding that people are getting back to the by-the-glass stuff, and they're starting to play again. It's no longer just Chard, Cab, Merlot. People are finding Cabernet Francs. They're finding Malbecs. They're going back to Carmenieres. And as you go out and start dining this spring and summer, and you start seeing this lovely plethora of wines by the glass, please do us all a favor. Whether it's me and you're emailing and calling me, or it's Kent, or whether it's your favorite wine store, it's your favorite wine website, write down the name of the wine. I give this advice every year. I yell at my friends. I yell at people I'm associated with the business. We are not mind readers. We cannot look at you. If you look at me and say, Laura, it is a beige label. It's got a castle on it. The outside of the label is purple, and it has some Italian at the bottom of the label. I cannot tell you what you were drinking from that description, and I promise you no, if you tell me it has a cute little animal and a yellow label, or if it's a pink label with a flower on it, I can't get it in your head. I really can't. So do everyone a favor. When you find stuff you like, write it down. It doesn't hurt anybody, and it's always interesting because it will help you in the long run to be able to go to your local wine store and Megamart and say, hey, I would like a bottle of Luke Donald Chardonnay. Now, of course, if you're doing this after your third glass or your second bottle and you go back and can't read your own handwriting, that's not my fault. I will take no responsibility for that. But, Kent, thank you for letting me get off on a little tangent.
Well, sure. Help yourself.
Well, we do have some help on the show today. We have I have found one of the coolest websites. And, Kent, you can help me on this quote as well. I won't be a member. One of the Marx Brothers said.
Groucho said, I would never be a member of a club that would have me as a member.
Exactly.
Something, like
something along those lines. Well, I have found a website. It's an exclusive website. You have to be a member to be part of the website. It's called lot18.com. And once they select you to be a member, you get these great wine deals. So we have tracked down Philip James. He is the co-founder and president of Lot 18. And he is going to join us today to give us some insight on what it is to be an exclusive wine website and what makes them so exclusive. So we're going to take a small break right here. And when we return, we, of course, will talk to Mr. Philip James, and I will get off even further on things that are confusing me for today.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max. Z-Max, added to your oil and your gas tank, can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro-lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger-running, better-performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Crush, I'm Laura Lawson. Kent, are you making a commentary on me today?
I'm not saying.
Okay, you're going to keep your head down and mouth shut for a change.
That's
I love it.
It's safer that way.
Okay, before the break, I was telling you a little bit about Lot 18, and right now we're fortunate enough we are going to have the founder and president on the show. Now remember, Lot 18 is an exclusive invitation-only website, so we're seeking to make a good impression today, so maybe they'll let me in. At this point, however, Mr. Philip James, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, yeah, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Ah, I am delighted to have you. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Someone was kind enough to point out your website to me, and we see a lot of websites around the Wine Crush. You know, we're fortunate. We are a little bit tech-savvy, but you have the first concept I have ever seen that seems to have the right handle on selling wine on the Internet, matching up people with the right bottles, and it seems like it's a perfect marriage. Tell us a little bit about Lot 18 and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So, I mean, the site is relatively new. We actually only launched in November. And, you know, it's I come from the wine industry, actually. I was founder of a website called Snoot before. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but Snoot is kind of like a Wikipedia for wine. So
I am very familiar with Snoot. I have actually used Snoot before. I'm supposed to be the wine expert, and I have used it to steal a couple descriptions occasionally.
Okay, well, perfect. So, you know, that was a company I founded about 4 years ago. And then, you know, Lot 18 comes out of that. I see a lot of people would come to the Snoot site and, you know, they're looking for help. They're looking for advice. And Snoot is a great place to go and research and learn about wine. But some people, you know, they just want, I guess, more of a guiding hand. And so Lot 18 is just that, you know, it's sort of your digital sommelier, right? So your personal guide, to help you cut through the clutter, cut through the noise. And you know, hopefully a smart way of buying direct from the winery, which, you know, which gets you access to these interesting wines that aren't sold nationwide, and, you know, allows the winery to offer really good pricing because it's, you know, it's like a direct channel for them.
Well, I mean, Philip, you have the perfect background. If you think about something we've talked about on The Crush over and over again, now that we are fully in the digital age, anybody and their brother can go and start a blog, start an expert service, start anything. If you type in wine, you'll come out with 1.2 million hits within the first 3.2 seconds. And obviously something like Snoot, we all know, we're comfortable with. But something like what you're talking about with Lot 18 is outstanding because it kind of weeds out all the nonsense. At least it gives people guidance. Because as people go online today, you can have a total idiot at the other end giving you advice. So it's perfect that you've taken the best of Snoot and taking, obviously, with Lot 18 and be able to put the wineries together. Now, how'd you come up with this idea?
So, you know, I think that buying wine online is kind of like the Wild West, right? There's a lot of people out there doing it. Stores and you know, online retailers are of really varying quality, and some are good and some aren't. And you often don't know who you're dealing with or which of those two groups you're dealing with until after you hit the, you know, the buy button. And it's only when the wine takes, you know, 6 weeks to show up, or they ship you the wrong vintage, or they phone you up a day later and say it's out of stock. You know, did you realize that, you know, you were dealing with, you know, a small store, or, you know, just a store that may not have a good reputation.
And or bait and switch. Bait and switch all the way through. I've ordered wine offline saying, oh my gosh, this is a great idea. I love the deal I'm getting on this. Oh, I'm so sorry. We didn't have the 2007 vintage. We sent you the 2002. So,
right,
yes, people
right.
deal with some very disreputable people out there.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we saw that at Snoot because we track prices across 10,000 stores on a daily basis. And, you know, so I had a really good sense of, well, you know, there are some good stores out there, but they're just a lot that, you know, they're small. They don't have a big investment in technology. They don't have, you know, all the inventory that they represent that they do. And, you know, I would always say to my business partners and the senior team, you know, why is there not a perfect e-commerce kind of twin to Snoot, right? Who would be this perfect partner of ours? And it didn't exist. And the more we thought about it, we thought it made a lot of sense as a company. And that's what grew into Lot 18 ultimately.
Well, that does make sense. So, in essence, you are strictly an e-tailer. There is no Lot 18 stores in your future. I can't go down the road at some city or state or country and find a Lot 18, correct?
That's exactly right. And actually, one step further, you know, we're more like a platform, right? So we're much more like eBay in that we help connect licensed entities, so retailers and wineries, connect directly with consumers, right? And, you know, you think about a good kind of family-owned winery, they're, you know, great vintners, they're great farmers, But marketing is just something they don't really have time for, right? You come in at the end of a long day, and suddenly this guy has to be an expert on social media. And it's tough for them to be good at that, as well as make great wine and, you know, kind of look after the winery property. But that's what we're good at, right? We're good at finding customers and getting customers to where they want to be. And so we ultimately help connect the winery directly to the consumer. And so, you know, the winery or the retailer. And so we're not actually the retailer. You know, we're much more like the platform, like an eBay style platform.
Well, it makes sense. I have a lot of friends in the industry. In fact, I think it was last week, Dan Cohn came in and sat and helped me guest host for a whole show. I think we've slowly recovered from that. But when Dan was here, he was saying, you know, this is the kind of thing. I go out, we're a small family winery. We don't have millions of dollars to spend on advertising or budgets or giving stuff away. And the only way I can get through to my consumer and to get through to people is to physically travel 300 days a year. You are geared perfectly to accommodate those markets where someone like a Dan Cohn can't go face-to-face, correct?
You know, that's funny. So wineries, yeah, of course, the winemaker spends a lot of time on the road, you know, both meeting with great accounts or restaurants and retailers and also meeting with consumers. Some love it, and for some it's a real chore. And, look, nothing is going to replace going to Napa and visiting the winery and, you know, being lucky enough to take a stroll in the gardens. But most people aren't fortunate enough to be able to travel to wine country on vacation. And, you know, I think if we can just kind of capture just a few percent of the essence of actually visiting the winery and deliver it online, you know, it's going to really help make it easy for consumers to build those lasting relationships with the brands they love.
Well, anytime you can get in front of a consumer, whether it's on the internet, whether it's face-to-face, this is hope for these family guys to compete against a lot of the big box brands. And there's a lot of good to be said for a two-buck chuck, but let's face facts, those of us who are trying to expand our horizons need a platform like you to find our family wineries. Well, Philip, we've got to take a small break right here, and I haven't even gotten into how you got into wine, so do you mind sticking around so we can chat a little bit further?
No problem. I'll be here.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on The Crush, but when we return, we're going to put Philip on the spot and find out how he got into this insane business.
Newsflash. Finally, there's something conservatives and liberals can agree on. Gold. For thousands of years, gold has united mankind regardless of race, religion, or politics. Gold conserves wealth from financial uncertainty, a higher cost of living, and higher taxes. Yet gold also offers liberal benefits, such as growing in value by 300% since 2001. In fact, gold transcends left-right politics because its value is based on ultimate economic truth and substance rather than symbolic political promises. So, whether you're a conservative, liberal, or an independent, gold should be a part of your portfolio and family legacy. Call now 800-932-5146. That's 800-932-5146. Request their free 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5146 and ask about creating a gold IRA today.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach, but Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. And right now we are continuing a discussion with Philip James, the founder and president of Lot 18. Philip, are you still with us?
I am, of course.
All right. It's always nice when a guest hangs out. Sometimes they run off screaming down the road and Kent has to go chase them down, and it's just bad radio all the way around. So, Philip, doing what you're doing with Lot 18, which just seems like a brilliant idea, and of course you brought up Snooth. You've got to tell us, what is your wine background that you have so single-handedly, single-mindedly focused on 2 great websites like this?
So I moved to the U.S. about, actually like 8 years ago now. I went to grad school in New York, and when I graduated, I knew I wanted to run my own thing, and just didn't have any idea that I was truly passionate about. But one of the, coming from England and, coming from Europe, I think that people's knowledge of wine is just so much higher than it is in the U.S. But you could see that the U.S. was changing, right? Wine bars are opening up everywhere. Everybody was sort of ordering wine by varietal and region and not just by color. What had happened to the U.S. with coffee, I felt like I could see it happening with wine. This was 2005, right? And the Supreme Court, the Granholm-Wade decision came out, and it was obviously huge for the industry and really began to unlock interstate shipping for wineries. I was really excited by the industry and joined a wine e-commerce company out of New York, and I worked there for a few years. Didn't know anything about wine when I joined. I mean, I liked it, but, wasn't trained in it. And over the years, took a couple of wine qualifications and, obviously worked in the business. That gave me the idea for Snooth, and having done this for 6+ years now, it's sort of a little bit easier to kind of navigate day to day. And Lot 18 came out directly out of what I'd seen of Snooth.
Well, it's great that you can take some of those components and put it into the business. Now, something that fascinated me about Lot 18 is it's an invitation only website. How can a website be invitation only, and how do our listeners get involved with Lot 18?
There's a couple of reasons for that. And, the first one is, we work with a lot of small wineries and, their production is just limited. So a lot of stuff goes up on the site and sells out the very same day. And we're trying to moderate, moderate access just a little bit because of that. There's some great wines on the site, and we want to make sure that existing members can have a hope of actually getting to the site before everything sells out. Now, that said, I know we have an offer for the Wine Crush where we're offering your listeners $10 off their first order.
Oh, outstanding. Well, we'll have to definitely get that set up. I know that Kent had mentioned that to me and that we were going to have that link on our website so that all of our listeners can get tied in with Lot 18. But I think what you're doing as a whole, a lot of times we've spoken about this, and I don't know if you've had this experience with the smaller wineries. This is one of the reasons why I can see Lot 18 being so successful, is I've been on the mailing list for a lot of these cult wines, a lot of small wineries for years, whether it's Rocchioli, whether it's Martinelli. And all of a sudden, when, like you said, about 2005, actually probably a little bit earlier than that, 2000, when the wine business in the United States just exploded and people started getting into it, all of a sudden where I could get a case of wine every year from Martinelli or one of the smaller guys, all of a sudden my allocation got cut to 6 bottles. And then it got cut to 3 bottles because demand was so high. I think it's outstanding that you're protecting the people that are joining Lot 18 now. Because what, you said you started in November?
We did, yeah.
So people who are going to sign up for Lot 18 or be a member with you are actually going to have a chance to get these wines at the discounted rates instead of all of a sudden everybody and their brother having access to it, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think over time we'll grow. But a lot of these small wineries, they have an allocation for us that's only, hopefully it's in the hundreds of cases, but if it's really limited, it may only be in the tens of cases. When stuff sells, and stuff already sells out sometimes in, 90 minutes or 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
We definitely want to control it and kind of give preference to people who've taken the effort to sign up and obviously people who've been loyal to the site as we grow.
So is it in a sense, and please tell me if I'm wrong, and I mean this in a good way, is it like a Groupon for wine? There's only a certain amount and you send in and you tell us now you want the bottle or the case?
I don't know, actually. I never bought anything on Groupon.
What happens with something like Groupon is, say, a restaurant wants to offer deals to its member, and they'll only give Groupon, say, 500 gift certificates. And when the 500 gift certificates are gone, they're gone. There's no more. And that day's offer is gone, and tomorrow it'll be something else. Is Lot 18 a lot along those lines?
Yeah, so Lot 18 has, definitely – what we get is typically limited. So we actually had an offer that went up this morning. It was a Napa Cabernet by Jocelyn. And, it's 3:30 here in New York and it's sold out. I don't know, it's sold out now. So it sold out sometime between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. today. It lasted less than 5 hours. I don't know the exact time. But, when we have offers like that, it's, supply is limited. We email people to let them know that it's going up on the site. To varying degrees, like there's a real sense of urgency to like get in there. If it's something you like, you should definitely act now. Obviously we have a couple of wines each day and different wines each day of the week. But I think people kind of, read the email and they're always on the lookout for something that tickles their fancy. And then if it does, it's not like going to a retail store where it's going to be there next week. It definitely is limited. And when something interests you, you definitely should move quickly.
Well, see, you have said the magic words to me, because I take some abuse from some of my compatriots because I am definitely an East Coast girl. And the very fact that Lot 18 is offered on the East Coast, that when you get these special wines and these special selections, all of us on the East Coast are going to have a 3-hour time advantage. I love it. Things like that make me happy, Philip, so thank you. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up for this segment. Obviously, for our listeners, the tie to Lot 18 is definitely going to be on the Wine Crush. I have something, a little birdie is in my head saying you're going to hear a lot more about Philip and Lot 18 over the next few months. But, Philip, if there's anything you could leave our listeners with today, what would you want them to know the most important fact about Lot 18?
Well, this is quite mundane, but I want to give you guys the URL so you can actually get to the special invite page that you can skip the line, kind of create an account and log in directly, but it will also put a $10 credit against your first order. And that's lot18.com/thewinecrush, one word. Just as a way to kind of, get your shopping cart seated and, hopefully you guys will love what you see.
I have great faith our listeners will, and for our listeners that were driving, of course, that will be on the website as well so that you don't have to run into the semi in front of you. So, Philip, thank you very much for being part of The Crush. It is always great to find innovators in the business, and certainly you are one of them.
Laura, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a small break here on The Crush, but when we return, we are going to talk about confusion, and we're going to take some of your emails because, after all, the show is all about you.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
GE Direct is a great source to help you get out of high credit card debt. When you call the number I'm about to give you, here's what you can expect. You'll speak with personally screened, we call them debt counselors. Their job is to listen to you, but be prepared to tell them your entire debt picture. We want to know who you owe and how much you owe. Then we'll talk with you about how much you can afford monthly to pay off your bills. And finally, we'll give advice on how you can pay off your bills and be debt-free in about 3 years. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call this number right now. 800-917-1329. 800-917-1329. A free 15-minute call could change your life. 800-917-1329. 800-917-1329. That's 800-917-1329.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. Grades, make more friends and express their individuality.
When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Special thank you goes out to our guest, Mr. Philip James, the founder and president of Lot 18, and also for giving you money. That's outstanding. We don't think we've ever had a guest come in and just give everybody money, have we?
No, not since I did it that day when I was a little loopy.
That's true, yeah. But the problem is someone had given you wine before.
Oh, that's true.
Which is why you were giving out money.
Yeah.
Which we certainly all appreciated and laughed about hysterically afterwards. All right, so the show is all about you, and we do want your calls and your emails. Of course, you can email me directly to my BlackBerry at lauralawson@winecrush.com, or you can go on our website, winecrush.com, and click the cute little button and send us a question there, which I'm surprised some of you have been doing that. I guess maybe I have had one too many glasses of Chardonnay and answered you off my BlackBerry. You never really know. But I do have an interesting question, and I have chosen to use this question because I have some personal stories and we can have some fun with this. This is from Hadley, and Hadley writes us from San Antonio. I am preparing for my wedding and only want to serve wine and beer. The catering director I am using is suggesting only 2 drinks per hour per person, but I know my friends drink more than 2 drinks per hour per person, and that's why I'm only serving beer and wine. Why is that the standard recommendation, and how do you personally figure out your parties? Well, Hadley, trust me, I do understand. It is always entertaining to try and put alcohol together for a group, and you don't mention whether or not your friends are liquor drinkers or beer or wine drinkers or anything like that, but every catering director and every party director I have ever encountered says 2 drinks per person per hour. Now, it doesn't matter that these people are 20 years old, whether they're 80 years old. It doesn't matter if the people are 280 pounds or whether they're 20 pounds. Everybody's going to drink 2 drinks per hour per person. Now, what's interesting is hopefully you were dealing with a catering director that told you, say your total number was 100 people, that you only figure the 2 drinks per person per hour for at least 75% of that. So hopefully she's not telling you that all the way through, but it sounds like your concern is more along the lines that your friends drink much more than that. Number one, it's your wedding. They're your friends. Make sure you have plenty of wine. You can run out of food. You can run out of flowers. You can run out of ice. Whatever you do, don't run out of alcohol. It'll just make your life a whole lot easier. So regardless of what the catering director is telling you, if you feel like your friends are more 3-drink, 4-drink per an hour kind of people, just make sure the catering director understands that even though she only recommends having 100 cases of wine, you really want 125. You are the bride after all, and she has to do what you say. But in defense of catering directors everywhere that are getting ready to pick up their phone and call me, I don't think I have ever seen a party where a catering director was totally wrong, with the exception of a bridal shower I did, but really that was my own fault and I didn't give her a heads up on the guest list. But regardless, catering directors are on it because think about it. Somewhere in that group of your friends, there is someone who's not drinking. There's someone who's pregnant. There's some older family members. There is somebody who won't factor in the 2 drinks per person per hour. Now, also, you don't say how long your reception is or what's going on. If your reception's going 4 hours, people will start to slow down before it's over with. So, Hadley, I hope that kind of helps you. I understand you want to make sure that your guests are well taken care of, but trust your catering director. They are certainly going to be on it. They're going to tell you the right things because, ultimately, if you're not happy, they won't be happy and they won't be recommended.
Does the weather have anything to do with how much wine people consume? I would imagine on a colder day you might want more.
That question can go so many different directions, it's not even funny. Does the weather matter? Yes. If it's hot, people are going to drink more white wine. If it's cold, people are going to drink more red wine. But generally, people are not going to drink more wine based on whether it's hot, based on cold weather. Oh, I usually drink beer, but today I'll drink wine because it's cold outside. No, people stick with what they're comfortable with. And so keep that in mind, too, that if you have a friend who is a beer drinker, they are not miraculously going to switch over and start sipping on Pinot Grigio in the middle of the whole wedding and the reception.
Right.
So you pretty much have an idea on who's going to drink what. I know that at a big event I have coming up that I'm going to have roughly 350 people at the event. I know that 347 of them are drinkers. And of the 347 of them that are drinkers, I know that 320 of them are wine drinkers. And of that 320, I know 100 of them are champagne drinkers. I've got it pretty much narrowed down.
So you know your crowd.
Are you kidding? I've survived my crowd. I'm not sure if I even call them friends. It's more in an overall experience. But yes, definitely. Now, as long as we are going to briefly touch on this, and I have threatened Kent and Laura both that I'm going to do an entire wedding show, and it's going to be tongue-in-cheek, and it's probably going to be evil before it's said and done. Hadley, let me touch on one more thing that you did not bring up, champagne and champagne toast. I have gotten in this argument literally 5 times in the last 2 weeks. It seems that every catering director, every country club, every venue, when you start to plan a wedding or you start to plan anything associated with a great celebration, always wants to insist on some kind of champagne toast. Now, there are 2 extremes on this. One, if you're doing a very nice function, they want you to have a very nice champagne, which I certainly do recommend. Once again, if you would not buy it off the shelf, do not serve it to your guest. So they want to have everybody have a glass of champagne. And if you're having a nice champagne, this can get expensive. On the flip side of that, they just say give everyone a glass of champagne so they can toast. This is quite possibly one of the most ridiculous things I have ever heard. Number one, if you're a champagne drinker, you're going to drink good champagne. You don't want the cute stuff that comes out of the fountain. You're not interested in it. Number 2, if you don't like champagne and someone hands you a glass of champagne, it's not really a sincere toast and you're not going to drink it anyway. You're going to put up in the air, you're going to kind of put it to your lips, and you're going to set it down. So to all of our catering directors and all of our restaurant friends and everybody who's associated with the planning industry, stop insisting on a champagne toast. It is a remarkable waste of good champagne. Champagne should be available for those who like to drink champagne, and then it needs to be something that is definitely cork finished and does not come in a plastic screw cap. But number two, if someone doesn't drink it, don't make them drink it that day. Let them toast whatever happens to be in their hands. The pictures aren't going to make a difference whether it has a champagne flute, a red wine flute, a Sierra Nevada bottle up in the air. It makes no difference. Ultimately, a champagne toast is an absolute waste of really good champagne that the rest of us at the reception could have appreciated.
And it's also waste of money.
Yeah, well, hey.
I mean, it is. If you don't like, if you're not going to drink the champagne or whatever, you're going to leave most of it there anyway.
I would say that out of all these big events and all these big venues, you hand out a champagne toast, maybe 20% of the people drink it, and it's just more wait staff to go pick up more glasses of more champagne that has to be dumped out. I think it's archaic, and I think it's something that should be banished unless you're with a whole bunch of people that really like champagne.
Right.
Sorry, I did not mean to get off on a tangent.
That's okay.
It's Hadley's fault. We'll blame Hadley from San Antonio. We're going to take a break right here, but when we return, we're going to preview some other shows and talk a little bit more about the Wine Crush.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20-year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
If you have high credit card balances and other unsecured debt, including medical bills and various personal loans, please listen to this free consumer alert from the CESI Debt Helpline. You can take control of your debt, but you need our help. Our partner companies negotiate millions of dollars in debt with the large credit card companies every month. We save our customers thousands of dollars in debt. These special programs do not offer loans, and debt reduction does not work on student, auto, or home loans. Call today and see how much we can save you. As a free consumer service, the first 100 people that call in right now will receive a free debt analysis. Learn how you can reduce your debt today with this free call.
Call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815. 6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi. Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars.
Hi-ya!
It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we have had a nice time talking a little bit about spring, talking about golf, talking about weddings, and of course, special thank you to our guest from Lot 18. I think we're going to hear a lot from Mr. Philip James in the future. And once again, listeners, don't forget to check out the Wine Crush website to get your special discount at Lot 18. Once again, a club I can belong to from the outset. Maybe I'll actually get my allocation this time. It would be outstanding to belong to something from the ground up. So keep that in mind. Check the website and go join. But think about the theme today. We've talked about golf. We've talked about weddings. It is that time of year. We are free from winter. We are free from the spell. We have a lot of great things coming ahead of us. And in light of that, I have planned ahead. Well, actually, I say I have planned ahead. Laura Smales has made me plan ahead. You notice that we don't have her today. She ran off and hid by the time I got done with her. But we have some of the cool shows coming up on the Wine Crush that we've done forever. Once again, we were fortunate. It started with Rob Davis. We had him in studio. Then last week, we had Dan Cohn. We are starting a trend. And upcoming shows, Jeffrey Stambor, the winemaker from BV, will be my in-studio guest. We are also going to have Barry Weiss. He is the director of education for all of Trincario. He's going to be in-studio guest and host. So what I want you to do, listeners, is I want you to plan ahead and remember our wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1. When you think of BV, when you have overall Napa Valley questions, when you have questions about the history of Napa or wine questions, feel free to call the wine line. Drop a call that will direct to BV or to Trincara, whether it's Jeffrey Stambor or Barry Weiss. Sorry, my head just got totally distracted. But keep that in mind so we can have some fun and have some very, very specific questions for them. Also, be warned, we are going to do one of the most entertaining shows that we have ever done. We have been fortunate enough to get some local alcohol law enforcement officers, and we are going to do a two-part show where we are going to put Kent on this side of the glass. We are going to put him in a glass, literally, and there's going to be about five of us in different body sizes that are going to sit around, drink, and show you the impact of the wine we all talk about.
Should I put a lawyer on retainer already?
I think PRN already has, sweetheart. That's I think we good. Already have that covered.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you've had fun on the Crush today. I know I have, and certainly looking forward to some great things coming up. As always here on The Crush, we remind you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.